Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. Today we're in Psalm 119, verse number 23. I thought we'd start by reading verse 22. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Obviously, we could see in the last couple of verses how the psalmist was feeling that people were coming against him. Not only were princes coming against him, but he was feeling the effects of the reproach and the contempt that he was feeling. But we see here in both of these verses, in verse 22, where he had resolved to keep God's testimony, despite when people were speaking harsh words against them. But also, he tells us that when princes did sit together and they were speaking against him, he was saying that his servant had chosen to meditate in thy statutes. Jesus spoke about this in the Sermon on the Mount, a beautiful sermon, I think the greatest message that we've ever seen written or certainly was spoken that we have recorded for us in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, we read, "Blessed are ye," or else, "happy are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say, or all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." He says, happy are you when people come against you. And later he speaks about this is really as believers, as Christians, living in a world that's foreign to God, where in rebellion against God. He says, this will happen. In verse 12, he says, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad." He says, "for great is your reward in heaven." Not great is your reward here. He says, but in heaven, your reward's going to be great. "For so persecuted the prophets which you were before you." And he's talking about those in the Old Testament, those who stood up for the things of God, who would, you know, wanted to shine for the Lord and the things that they did and the things that they spoke. He says they were persecuted. And certainly as you read through the Old Testament, you would see how they were. But also in the New Testament, in the life of Jesus himself, we read how he was persecuted and how they spoke against him. In Luke chapter 23, we have an example of this, where we read, "When the whole multitude of them arose and led him," that being Jesus, "unto Pilate, they began to accuse him, saying, 'We found this fellow perverting the nations and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar's, saying that he himself is Christ, a king.' And Pilate asked him, saying, 'Art thou the king of the Jews?' And he answered it, he said, 'Thou sayest this.'" Later on, in verse number 10, the chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. Then Herod, with men of war, thrusted him with contempt and mocked him, arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him back to Pilate. Of course, Jesus said just earlier, as he was speaking to his disciples, in Luke chapter 21, verse 12, he said, "But before all these, they shall lay hands upon you and persecute you, delivering you up into synagogues and into prison, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake." And so we see this played out in the book of Acts as the disciples went out just sharing the gospel, sharing the good news. And we have the story of Paul and Silas receiving unjust treatment for sharing the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 16, verse 24, we read, "Who, having received such a charge," otherwise a false charge against them by the local magistrates, "they thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks." So what should what should our answer be? How should our response be when there are those when we feel the reproach and contempt from personal attacks people make against us, from, you know, claims against us, false claims, and when princes also, they sit down and speak against us? What should our response be? Well, the psalmist resolved to keep thy testimony, and certainly in verse 23, he chose to meditate on his statutes, on God's word. In Philippians chapter 4, years later after Acts chapter 16, where Paul and Silas was thrown into prison, we read this account when Paul was also in prison. He wrote this little epistle back to so many years ago. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men that the Lord is at hand." He says, our response when people come against us and speak against us is that we should always remember that the Lord is at hand, that God's here with us. He's right in the midst of whatever situation we might be facing. But that will, when we think on that and we're aware of that, that will cause our hearts to rejoice and to be glad. And then he tells us in verse 6, he says, be anxious for nothing. That isn't easy to do, is it? You know, I have a tendency want to be anxious when things are spoken, you know, badly of me. And I want to try to resolve it, try to figure it out. But rather than me figure it out, Paul tells us, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Take the situation to the Lord. Remember where Peter tells us that we should cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. And he says the net result's going to be by taking it to the Lord, by praying to the Lord, instead of our lives being filled with anxiety and frustration. He says, and verse 7, he says, and the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, otherwise it goes beyond reasoning, will guard your heart, notice, guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. And then finally in verse 8, he tells us what we should do once we do pray, even as the psalmist in verse 23, but thy servant did meditate in thy testimony. Paul exhorts us, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, he says, meditate on these things. Otherwise, he says, think about these things, and your life will truly, truly be blessed. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.